Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for being on this on this radio station. Praise God. I thank God for being what He is to me, and thank God what He is to you as well. Good morning to the body of Christ. I thank God for Jesus Christ. Let us pray for one another in the times we are facing right now. There are many people that have lost their lives today, have lost their lives this week. But truly we thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. And I thank God for His word this morning. And I thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. So I thank God for Jesus. And Psalm 105 says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people, sing unto Him, sing praises unto Him, proclaim all His wondrous works, glory in His holy name. Let the heart rejoice for those who seek the Lord and His strength, seek His presence continually." I thank God for Jesus Christ today. We all need to seek the Lord and to praise Him, to glorify Him, to honor Him. Oh, praise God. Thank God for allowing us to see another day. Let's pray for one another. Like I said before, when you leave out the door, when your family member leave out the door, we need to pray for them, for their safety. And I thank God for Psalm 91. But in the time we are in this perilous time, praise God, we need to give God the glory. We need to give God all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. And I thank God for Jesus Christ. In the days we are facing, praise God. Thank You, Lord, around the world. I thank God for Jesus. The Lord wants us to stay focused on Him. He wants us to stay focused on His word and to trust Him every step of the way. We do not need to throw in the towel. We don't need to give up, but we need to trust Him, to honor Him, to reverence Him, and to know that He is still exists in our lives today. And I truly thank God for the prayers. Praise God. There are people who are praying around the clock. I thank God there are those who wake up midnight. Some pray at 1 o'clock. Some pray 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Some even praying right now. Praise God. Thank You, Jesus. There are those, God, laying themselves out. They went to volunteer. They went to sacrifice. Praise God. To pray for others as well as themselves. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ that we are living, like I say, in perilous time. We need to listen to the prophecy that God released in the realm, in the spiritual realm. We need to take heed to what He's saying to us through men and women of God, who God used the vessel to bring forth the word of God. We don't need to take nothing for granted nor sleep, but we need to wake up and to be alert and to have our discernment sharpened more than ever before. We need to be travailing in the spirit, praise God, that God will change the course, that God will help us to go through from the adversary that is performing right now. But I truly thank God for Jesus. I thank God when David said, I thank God when he said we need to give God the praise. We need to sing praises unto Him. We need to remind Him of His word. And God will judge His people righteously. And the days are cutting short. God is cutting the time short. And I thank God. We don't know the day nor the hour when God gonna have his son Jesus Christ to come back for the lost. Praise God for those who waiting for his coming. But meantime, while we are waiting on the Lord, praise God, we need to put on the armor of God. We need to put on the armor. Come more to come on this earth. But one thing about it, we need to encourage ourselves when it comes to the word of God. Because God is coming. Praise God. The Lord is coming. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what the Lord say in Mark the 11th chapter. Have faith in God. We got to believe in what we say. We got to believe in what we pray. We got to believe, praise God, to keep our eyes on the Lord and to stay focused on him. And I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the righteous of his son. And I thank God for all that he is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. And I thank God, let me get Mark the 11th chapter. And I truly thank God for that. Praise his holy name. And I thank God. When Jesus was speaking to the fig tree, he was teaching Peter them to know how important faith is today. He was teaching his disciples what the word of God means today. And I truly thank God for Jesus. I truly, truly thank God for the righteous, for the glory of his son, Jesus Christ. But the word of God means a whole lot today. And we do not need to take God's word for granted. But when we are facing spiritual warfare, thank you, Lord, because this is what's going on right now in the spiritual realm. Praise God. In the spiritual realm, there's a warfare going on. Praise God. And we that on earth, praise God, are facing the same thing. We are facing spiritual warfare. Praise God. And we got to learn how to fight the word of God. We got to learn to use the word of God to fight the adversary. Because it's very important, praise God, to know our place and God's plan. We need to know his place, our place and God's plan. We need to know God's purpose, what his purpose for us while we're on this earth. And I truly thank God for Jesus, that God deal with the prophets, hallelujah, the ministers, the teachers, the pastors, whoever God ordained, praise God, he dealing with them to reveal the revelation to those who are seeking earnestly, is seeking hardly, praise God, to know the word of God, to know God's plan, to know his purpose. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. I truly, truly thank God. There are people who are worrying about how I'm going to make it, praise God, because I don't have a job. They had terminated me. They had given me the pink slip, praise God. They had given me the serpent pay, praise God. But after that, how am I going to survive? How am I going to take care of my family? But the Lord let you know, as Jesus was taking care of these 5,000 people, he fed 5,000 people on five loaves of bread and two fish, praise God. But look what happened. He took care of their need when they were hungry. They followed Jesus for so many days without meal, without a bread, praise God. But when the Lord saw them, he told his disciples, had them all sit down and took the five loaves and two fish and he blessed it, praise God. And every one of them, man, woman, boy, and girl, praise God, got a piece of bread and a piece of fish. Because why? Jesus took care of their needs, not their wants, but their needs. Because they were hungry. So if God took care of 5,000, what about you and your household? Don't you think he would take care of your household as well? And I truly thank God for Jesus. So we got to learn to trust the Lord. Every step of the way, we got to learn to know that God will supply our needs. He will supply if we trust in him. So I truly thank God for the grace and mercy. I truly thank God and what he is to us today. We don't need to worry about how God's going to take care of bills. God already made a way possible for your bills to be paid. He will see that you have a roof over your head. He will see that you have food on the table. He will see that you have gas in your car. Praise God. God always have a door open for his people. But the main thing that God wants us to have is faith, is belief in his word by trusting in him and his son, Jesus Christ. That's all God wants you to have, is to believe and trust in him. So my brothers and sisters, praise God, we should not get fret. We should not get anxiety, praise God, because that's what fear do. Fear brings anxiety attack. Fear brings depression. Fear brings oppression, praise God. Fear make you have illness in your body because you be worrying about this and that, praise God. But if you say you are a believer, you say you are a child of God, you should be not fret at all. You should just believe in what God is saying in his word. And that's what God told the disciples when he spoke to the fig tree. He told Peter them, have faith in God. Believe in what God said. And then what did Jesus say? Speak to the mountain and believe. Thank you, Lord. Speak to the mountain and trust in him. Speak to the mountain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that you will be conqueror, that you'll be victoriously. Praise God. And believing in the word of God. So my brothers and sisters, praise God. We need to know our place. Know your place. Praise God. And God's plan. Study the word of God. Read what God said about your promise. Thank God, your inheritance. Trust in God. Read what God said, what he's going to do for you. That's what the Lord said. Do not just be dismayed, but believe I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Thank God for Jesus. So we don't need to forsake God. We don't need to leave God. We need to stay with him and stick with him and trust him every step of the way when it comes to his word. So let's believe in the word of God. Let's hold the faith in God. Let's rely on his word and believe in what he said in his word. So don't doubt, don't fret, but trust in him. Let the word of God penetrate into your spiritual mind. Let your mind be the mind of Christ. Trust in the Lord. Hold fast to his word. Believe in what his word says. And don't be shaken by the hand of the adversary. Don't doubt on God when the enemy will come to you and say, God's not hearing you. He's not listening to your prayer. You got to learn to rebuke the devil. We are in spiritual warfare. You got to learn to let the enemy know who you are and what you are in Christ Jesus. You are the child of God. So my brothers and sisters, hold fast to the word of God. May God richly bless you on this day of mercy. God bless.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.